Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We see that the land is affected in verse number 1 and 2, and then the second angel affects the sea. We're talking about the oceans of the earth. Verse number 3, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Let me give you just a word of advice. If you want to go deep sea fishing, you better go now. Not that they're going to do it during the tribulation period, but every living thing in the sea, the whales, the fish, the sharks, even a little organisms, whatever they are, little snails, little crabs, you know, we like going to the beach, see them fiddler crabs. Every living thing died in the sea, became as the Bible says, as the blood of a dead man, which means it becomes like congealed, like it, when the blood of a person, it kind of moves and it flows, but after somebody dies, the blood flow stops, and I don't know a lot about it, but I do know after a while it just becomes congealed, and that's the picture we have here in verse number 3, that it became as the blood of a dead man. Now, again, a lot of Bible teachers and scholars will try to spiritualize this and say, well, it's either some kind of a star from heaven that falls or makes some kind of an awful thing, and it turns the if whether it's true or not, temple making, he's a smart fella. So I read somebody that said our blood, our body chemistry, and the salt water is not far apart, that it's very similar. I don't know. Have you heard of that temple? I never heard that before anyway, but one of these Bible, I was reading it, said it's very similar. And somehow God's going to change that, the salt water, to make it blood because of our blood. No, I don't know all that, but I take it literally. I take it that the oceans of the world will literally be turned into blood. And the word is how would you say it? Haima? H-A-I-M-A is how you would, in the Greek word. Literally, it's the blood of men and of animals. Turn back with me let's see. Yeah, is it in Exodus chapter, where you turn the water into blood? Okay, Exodus chapter number 7. Okay. Verse number 17. Again, we see the waters of Egypt turn into blood here. Thus saith the Lord, and this shall thou know that I'm the Lord. Remember, Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go. Okay. I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stink. And the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. Well, verse number 20 is the last part of that verse. In the sight of Pharaoh and the sight of servants and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And I love this next verse. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank. I love that word, stank. I don't know why, it is something funny, but man, that stank. Okay. And the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. I take this very literally. In Egypt, that God turned the water to blood. Back in Revelation chapter number 16, verse number 3, again, I take it very literally that he turns the oceans of the earth into blood. And you thought that those rivers turned into blood in Egypt because all the fish died, and it stank? Can you imagine the smell? It would be horrendous. We went to, you ever been to, I like going to the beach every once in a while. Matter of fact, our DJ and Tiffany's at Cocoa Beach. Other people, we got a lot of people at beach this weekend. Archie and them and others went to the Keys. Chad and all them kids down there at the Keys and enjoying the beach. You ever been to the beach where there's a red tide? You talk about nasty, stinking. And I learned something. Last time we went time before last, it's been a year or so. I was recovering from surgery, and someone was so good about letting us stay in their place right on the beach. Right on the beach in outside, what was it? Wasn't Treasure Island, but on that side anyway, for a week, and I'm recovering from surgery. And I'd go outside and my eyes would burn. Why is my eyes burning? And I'm walking on the beach, and I shouldn't say this, with Latrice, and there were some people with masks on. Of course, this was last year. COVID was kind of out of the picture. But anyway, I'm thinking, you're out. And I kind of made him fun of them, like, you know how you joking, you know. He walked by. I said, here you out on the beach and nobody around you wearing a mask. Well, hey, had to eat my words because we went back to the room. My eyes are burning. And we looked up. It was having red tide and there's some kind of dust in the air. And it goes in 10 miles inland that affected people with their eyes. I said, all I'd say this, it's not going to just affect the sea of stinking. I imagine people's eyes are going to be burning. I don't know. You know, mine did, and you had to put Visine and stuff and all of my. It's going to affect the seas. So we see the results in sores. Number two, we see it reaches the sea. Then we see the third vial. It revenges the saints. It revenges the saints. Look in verses number 4-7. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of water, and they became blood. Now notice, now this is the fresh water. The second angel was the salt water. Now this is the fresh water, the rivers, the lakes, the streams, the fountain, everything on the earth that was fresh water. The rivers, the fountains of water, and they became blood. Verse number 5. And I heard the angel of the water say, the one who poured the vial upon the water, say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged that thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and of prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. So we see this third vial, it revenges the saints. Remember back in the book of Revelation, it talked about how in Revelation 6, turn me to Revelation 6, if you will, real quick. Revelation 6, at the beginning of the tribulation period, and the martyrs and all are being killed, and the fourth horseman had come through, and in Revelation 6:10, these that are being killed, slain with sword and hunger and death and all. Verse number 10, they cried out with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren, those who were following them, should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. The cry is, how long, O Lord, till you revenge us? Well, here we go. This third angel, he pours out and he that vial upon the fresh water, and he says this, verse number 5, thou hast judged thus, thou art righteous, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou have given them the blood to drink, for they are worthy. God answers their prayers. Lord, when are you going to revenge us? Well, just rest a little while. Well, we see that taking place here. Galatians 6:7. We know what that says. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For years, they were looking for blood, taking blood. I mean, just bloodthirsty people, killing folk and all. And God said, well, you want blood? You ask for it, you got it. Romans 12:9. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. And the thing, what we see here in verse number 5, says, thou art righteous because thou hast judged thus. Literally, they deserve this, their due reward. We read another in verse number, where's it at? In verse number 7, it says, true and righteous are thy judgments. So God is judging this world, these people who had killed the prophets and God's people, and they said, true and righteous are thy judgments. They deserved it. Now, notice we're not doing this. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. We leave it up to God. He knows how to take care of it better than we do. There's a whole lesson we can learn from that one.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us this Sunday, July 10th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear special guest speaker, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. He'll be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss it. We'll be having dinner on the grounds immediately following the service. So come hear Sheriff Grady Judd at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.